Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You know who's here?
Who's here?
My friend Pamela Powell.
Hi, Pamela.
Hang on a second. We got to turn your microphone on. There we can hear you now.
There
Hello there.
Hello. How are you?
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Doing well. Doing
good.
What would you do if you look over and George Lucas is sitting next to you in a movie theater? It's a downtown theater. I'll tell you that. That's all I'll say. It was one of the downtown theaters where you and I see movies all the time.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I don't know. I think I would stutter up a storm and probably not know what to do.
Would you try to make a little conversation going, or would you leave him alone?
I would leave him alone. I think that's one of the beauties of Chicago, is we tend to leave celebrities alone and let them have their space, which I think they deserve.
Yeah.
Wow. That'd be incredible. I bet you he went to see Shaft based on your recommendation, which is what I'm going to do
sure,
as well.
I'm sure that's the case. I'm sure George Lucas looks to me for advice on.
Don't we all?
Don't we all? And that's the problem with society today, by the way. Too many people are listening to what I say. That is the problem. You've heard Pamela on the show here with us before. She is a film critic with FF2 Media, with WCIA Television 3, on which you frequently appear, and also FET Lifestyle Magazine, the Daily Journal, and FET Lifestyle Magazine as well. And I think one of the great film critics that we have here in Chicago as well.
Thank you.
So it's nice to have you here. But anything that you've seen lately that you've really loved?
I loved Late Night. I thought that was wonderful. Mindy Kaling and Emma Thompson are in that. And I hope that that gets some great buzz going, because it's a wonderful film that really gives us a nice perspective about these two women at different ends of their careers in the entertainment industry.
Right.
I thoroughly enjoy that. And being frank, I don't think that's opened up here in Chicago
yet. It opens
next
Friday.
Next Friday.
The Jim Gaffigan movie.
Yes.
Opens next Friday, right?
Right. Directed by Miranda Bailey. Yeah. Talented woman. So.
Yeah, there's some nice little movies that are out right now.
Right.
I mean, aside from all the, you know, the big movies that are out there, all of those. Did you see The Dead Don't Die?
I haven't yet. I listened to the show, your show, on Friday morning, and I thought, I've got to put that on my list to see.
I think it's not for everybody. This may be a Dean Richards Cult of One kind of weekend where I'm the only one liking some of these movies. But I think it's absolutely hilarious. It's a zombie comedy. It's a spoof of zombie movies. But Bill Murray's in it, and Adam Driver, and Steve Buscemi is hilarious in it, and Tilda Swinton is hilarious in it. It's got a really interesting ensemble.
It definitely does. That's a cool
and
cast.
It does not take itself seriously for 1 minute. So I'm also recommending that. But I didn't ask Pamela to stop by this morning to talk about movies so much. I wanted to talk about an experience that you had with these genetic testing services that are out, the Ancestry.com, 23andMe, those kinds of things that a lot of people are doing, and learning things about their past. I did the 23andMe, and I pretty much my results are where I thought they were going to be. I found out I'm 10% Sicilian, which I never knew before, which I don't know what to do with that information exactly, but now that's what the genetics turned up. But you had a very different experience that resulted in you finding your biological family that you never knew prior to this.
Right. It's still a bit of a whirlwind of a story. My husband got me a 23andMe kit probably over 2 years ago. It took me about a year of it being dusted on the counter and then moved and cleaned under, and then I finally did it. The results that came back, the reason why I wanted to do it wasn't to find my family. It was to find out health issues. I'm in my 50s. Do I need to be on the lookout for breast cancer or ovarian cancer or any of those kinds of things? And 23andMe gives us some predisposed genetic markers that we can be aware of those things. Also, I have children, adult children, and I think that that's only fair to them to give them that information. So that was my primary goal with doing the test.
We should mention also that you were adopted.
Right,
so you didn't really have any biological family history at your disposal.
Exactly, which is the reason why my husband had given me that kit, right, because I didn't have that information. So you go to the doctor and you say, so do you have any family history of X, Y, or Z? And it's like, I have nothing.
Don't know.
Right. Yeah. So any additional information that came from this, I thought would just be a bonus. And, you know, you kind of get your hopes up here and there as to, you know, will I find, you know, my long-lost family of who is my mother, my biological mother, who is my biological father? And I got a lot of great results back, but I didn't know what to do with them. It was just like if you threw 10,000 piece puzzles up into the air and all the pieces came down, try and put that together. Right. And that's kind of how I felt when I got all my information. I had no idea which side of the family these people were related to.
Because with those results, you also get a list of people who with whom you have common biological DNA characteristics.
Right.
So you had this list of names,
right,
that meant nothing to you, probably, right?
None whatsoever. Yeah. And it comes back with, as you're talking about, how closely you're related. They're measured in centimorgans. So, you know, 23 centimorgans isn't very much. 2,000 is a lot. So anywhere in between there. And so I really wasn't able to make heads or tails of anything until, coincidentally, on the week of my birthday, somebody's results came in. You get an email saying
updates
as to who's related to you. And all of a sudden, I had actually two emails on my birthday saying that you're related to this woman who's a second cousin. And I recognized the name. I knew the name. I went to high school with this woman.
Wow.
In a very, very small town in upstate New York, less than 2,000 people in this town.
Wow.
So to think that I was going to school with this woman and not knowing that she was my second cousin. So immediately you combine science and social media. So Facebook, here I come, started messaging.
Well, let me take a break.
Sure.
Let me leave it with that cliffhanger for just a moment of what happened when you contacted this person and coupled it with social media and did some of your own investigative work on what happened. Pamela Powell in with us this morning to tell the story. We'll finish it up next, WGN News, where film critic Pamela Powell is with us this morning, not to talk about movies, but to talk about a story that could become a movie. I mean, the story of how you found your family through starting off with 23andMe. You get a line from 23andMe that a cousin who had also done 23andMe, and I guess they matched up your DNA and said that there are commonalities between these two. You get on social media. What happens next?
I contacted her via Facebook and sent a message, and through a couple of other friends, we were able to connect, and they were like jumping up and down for joy, like, oh my gosh, we knew that someone was out there. We had no idea it was you. So they knew the backstory of my biological mother. The next day, I got another email from someone who was my first cousin. Didn't recognize the name. I shot her a message and said, you know, I was adopted in 1964, and I'm trying to find information out. Can you help me out? And she emailed me back and said, you know, I just thought this was, you know, like a very unreliable test because you came up as my first cousin, super close. We're talking about the centimorgans, the measurement. And I didn't know who you were, so I thought this was just kind of a garbage test. Little did I know that this was a possibility. Within 2 hours, I pictured like Agnes at the switchboard operator with all the little telephone cords going in and out, and she's contacting everybody and contacted someone who turned out to be my half-brother.
Wow.
His name is Chris.
Wow.
It was truly incredible. And I still get emotional, which is kind of crazy. It's been, you know, over 3 months.
Not
since
crazy at all.
Connected. Chris reached out to me and liked my website page on Facebook. And so I said to my husband, I said, should I like friend request him? And he said, yeah, why not? And so I did. And immediately he accepted my friend request. I saw his profile picture and I felt like I was looking at myself. I felt like I was looking into my own eyes,
right,
and that immediate connection that I have never had in my life was there.
Yeah.
It was this primal, innate way that I guess we're programmed to recognize family. And he felt the same way. We're messaging via Facebook, and he immediately sent out for 23andMe. and confirmed what we already knew in our heart. And then fast forward a couple weeks later is the Tribeca Film Festival, and I hadn't planned on covering it this year, but given the fact that my two half-brothers were located right outside of Philadelphia, not that far from New York City, I thought, why not? Jumped on a plane, met them in Princeton, New Jersey, and my brother Brian and his wife.
So the half-brother that you contacted through Facebook contacted his brothers
immediately, I'm sure. And Chris, you're probably listening, so yes, right?
and then so now suddenly you've got three biological half brothers.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. And Brian and his wife, Jeannie, got in the car and drove 10 hours north from North Carolina. And all three of the brothers and I met one Saturday afternoon.
What was that like?
Incredible. I was shaking like a leaf. I was in tears on and off all day. I had gotten up at 3 a.m. to catch a plane out to LaGuardia. So that probably had a little bit to do with things as well. Yeah. And met them at a hotel that had a large lobby, and went downstairs, and they embraced me immediately. And my brother Brian said, we're not half brothers, we're brothers, or brother or siblings.
Yeah.
So it was incredible.
There are pictures. You wrote about this in Fet Lifestyle magazine, and you have pictures. And to see those pictures, the resemblance is remarkable.
Right.
I can only imagine what it must be from your perspective, looking at people who so much look like you, and that instant bond. I've had so many people tell me that if they go to Europe, they go, you know, someplace and meet family that they never knew that they have, and somehow there is an instant connection. But this is almost even more intimate, even more direct.
It is. And to see, as I said, my brother Chris and I think we could probably be twins just in how we look and how we act and how we think. And there is that unbelievable connection. And my brother Tim, I was able to see my brothers from the second floor lobby of the hotel before I went down and met them. And I'm looking across the lobby that they hadn't seen me at this point. They're waiting at the other elevator bank thinking I'm coming down that way, which is pretty funny. Scared the living daylights out of a man who jumped off the elevator at that point. And I see Tim, and I'm thinking, that looks just like my son. Just an incredible resemblance between my son Jonathan and Tim. And as I'm talking with the three guys, I said, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not processing everything that you're saying. I'm looking at Tim, and I'm seeing my son. I'm looking at Chris, I'm seeing myself. I'm looking at Brian, and I'm just feeling this unbelievable connection with all of them. It was it was incredible.
That's amazing. That's an amazing story. So what's going to happen next now?
Well, it's kind of exciting that, I'm going to back up just a little bit. I was able to meet my brothers, and then, of course, I went to Tribeca, and then they came in up to New York and visited with me for a little bit there, which was a lot of fun. Tribeca will never be the same because of this amazing experience. Going back down to New Jersey, then, to meet all of my nieces and nephews. I've got some amazing, incredible...
Their kids.
Yeah. And immediately embracing me, I mean, literally and figuratively into the family.
What about your biological parents, though?
My biological mother has passed away. She passed away a year and a half ago, unfortunately, so I won't have a chance to see her. I do have a half-sister who I'm hoping that we can form a relationship with as well. And everyone takes things in their own time. And as I was talking to you off the air, I never want to have a negative impact on anyone's life. And, you know, everyone takes things in their own stride.
Everyone processes this differently.
And it's a huge emotional overload, and everyone does process it differently.
Your biological father?
He unfortunately is in a nursing home with dementia.
Okay.
But the guys invited me to meet our biological father, and they're having a family reunion coming up in about a week.
Wow.
So I will go ahead and meet him.
Are you on cloud nine?
And the whole thing has been great. And I think some people worry about, you know, you're replacing your other family, the ones that, who loved you and raised
right.
you. And in no way is that the case. This is an addition to, you know, where I'm at in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm
how lucky
adding.
To have these people who raised you, who loved you and raised you, and now to have, you know, just to learn more about your biological background.
Oh, absolutely.
How lucky you are.
I'm very lucky. I am on cloud nine with a lot of this jumping up and down.
I'm very late for the news, so I have
to
go ahead and do that. No, I could listen to this story for an hour. If you want to read more, check out what's the website for Fet Lifestyle Magazine?
You can go ahead and take a look at my Facebook page.
Okay.
It's probably the easiest way to link up, or go to FetLifestyleMagazine.com. Either way, or look me up on Facebook, Pamela Cammer Powell.
Okay, very good. Thank you for coming in and sharing that wonderful story. It's amazing.